Neura again, Principle 4, Human Oversight. Here is the principle. AI supports human decisions. It does not replace them. For anything consequential, medical, legal, financial, emotional, reputational, anything irreversible, a human makes the call. Not as a rubber stamp, but as a genuine checkpoint. The AI does the heavy lifting. The human carries the weight. Marble do not automate judgment. They automate the work that leads to better judgment. Now, this is a principle, not a compliance checkbox, and there is a reason for the distinction. Regulators do require human oversight on high-risk systems. The EU AI Act, Article 14, the UK Equality Act, Medical Devices Regulation, those obligations exist, and Marble meet them. But compliance is the flaw, not the stance. The stance is that the question of what AI should and should not decide is older than any current regulation. It is a question about where judgment lives, and whose name is on the decision when it is wrong. An AI can hold a room full of context, run scenarios, draft a recommendation, and do it all in seconds. That is valuable work. It is also work that loses something essential the moment it is offered to a human as a finished verdict rather than a considered input. The humility of, here is my best thinking, the call is yours, is not a formality. It is the architecture. So what does this look like day to day? The AI proposes and the human disposes. The AI produces the draft, the analysis, the plan. It names its confidence and its uncertainty and flags the points a human should check first. The human reviews with actual attention, not rubber stamp attention, and approves, amends, or rejects. The human's name is on the final decision and they know it is. The failure mode to avoid is the AI suggests human clicks approve loop that looks like oversight but is not. Meaningful oversight requires that the human could say no and sometimes does. If every approval is automatic, oversight is theatre. Two more things worth naming. 1. Destructive or irreversible operations always need explicit human consent. Deleting files, dropping database tables, sending messages, publishing content, force pushing, all of it. Authorization given once does not extend to similar actions later. The scope of the approval is the scope that was asked for. When in doubt, the AI asks because pausing to confirm is cheap, and unwanted action can be very expensive. 2. The human in the loop has to be qualified, present, and actually able to say no. On medical, legal, or clinical matters, that means a qualified professional, not whoever happens to press the button. Symbolic oversight by someone who cannot meaningfully intervene is not oversight, rewrite the system, or rewrite the claim. And the thing this principle is not, it is not a claim that AI is unreliable and should be distrusted by default. Well-built AI is extraordinarily useful and frequently right. It is not a slow down everything rule, because most AI work does not need step-by-step approval, and it is certainly not an excuse to dodge accountability. The AI did it, is not a defense. The human who deployed, approved, or published the AI's output is accountable for what it does. That is human oversight. Next up, the last of the five principles, safety in emergence. Take care.